This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. We learned at the end of the previous Mishnah that if a klicheres becomes tame, there's only one way to purify it, and that is if you break the klicheres, as the pasuk says, "Ve'oso sishboru." If you break klicheres, well, then it ceases to have the status of a kli, and therefore the tuma it had would depart. However, we darshan from the pasuk that the shards of a broken klicheres are not automatically devoid of tuma. Rather, if a broken piece of a klicheres that was tame meets a certain minimum size that Chazal estimated people would still find use for, they wouldn't automatically discard it, such a gister piece remains tame. Our Mishnah will discuss how large the piece must be in order to qualify as a gistera. As we'll see, it depends on the size of the klicheres that it comes from. And along the way, we'll also learn that even an unbroken klicheres is not necessarily subject to tuma unless it meets a certain minimum size. As the Mishnah says, Hadakin sheva klicheres, the smallest of earthenware utensils, as well as vikarkaruseyan, videfnoseyan, if a tummy klicheres broke in two parts, you have just at the bottom or part of the wall of the klicheres. But if yoshvin shalo misumachin, if the broken piece of klicheres in question is able to stand on its own without being supported and hold liquid, shiuran, the minimum size for all these cases, it could either be an intact, very small klicheres, or a broken piece of a klicheres that had become tame. How much liquid does that tiny intact klicheres, or that piece of a broken klicheres that was tame, have to hold for that to still have a tuma status, or be susceptible to tuma in the case of an intact one? Mikidei sichas katan. The shear has to hold enough oil to apply to a one-day-old infant, that is, to the smallest limb, little pinky of a one-day-old infant. So the main point here is that that's the minimum size that a shard, a broken piece of a tamei klicheres must be in order to qualify as a gistera, that we would say it's still tamei. And the Mishnah is also saying again that as far as an intact klicheres, that will not be susceptible to tuma to begin with unless it can at least hold that amount of oil, which, depending on the opinion you're working with, comes to anywhere between a seventh or a fifth of an ounce of oil. Now, the above teaching applies v'ad lug. For any earthenware utensil that held up to a lug, which is between 14 and 21 ounces, that is, if such a klicheres became tame and then broken to pieces, the above rule applies that in order for a specific piece in question to qualify as a gistera, that that piece would remain tame. It certainly could become tame in the future if it's not tame already. It just has to be able to stand by itself and hold a very slight amount of oil, kedei sichas katan. The Mishnah says, milog vatsa berevius. But if we move to a larger klicheres that holds between a lug and a full saw, which is 24 lug, well then, the minimum as far as this concept of gistera increases from kedei sichas katan to a revius, to a quarter of a lug. That is, the shard would have to hold that amount of oil in order for that to qualify as a gistera, to say that its tuma doesn't go away. And misav atzasayim, if you go to a larger klicheres that holds between one and two saw, machatzi lug. Well, then the measure for the law of gistera is half a lug. And misasayim, v'yad shalosh v'chamish sayin, if you move up to a larger klicheres, again became tummy and broke, and the intact klicheres held anywhere from two to five saw, but lug, in order for the broken piece to be gistra, to be considered still useful, and therefore still be tamei, would have to hold a lug of liquid. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, these are the words of Rabbi Yishmael. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said, so the language of the Mishnah seems to indicate that there is a halachic disagreement here, but there is no actual halachic disagreement. They agree on the rules, just Rabbi Akiva prefers to describe the different levels, not in terms of a measurement, but in terms of specific and known types of utensils that were used. As Rabbi Akiva says, Ani eini nosim v'hamida, I choose not to express these rules in terms of the amounts that the original intact utensils held. Rather, here's how I prefer to express these rules. Hadakin sheva klicheres, the smallest of intact earthenware vessels, v'karkasein v'dafnasein, yeshvim shalom musumachin, And the issue of Gistera, meaning we have a piece, just the bottom or a piece of the wall, as long as that could stand without support, it could hold by itself, you put it on its side as a curvature, so it could hold some liquid. Shi'uran mikitei sichas katan. Their measure, how much does that broken piece have to hold for it to be considered a Gistera, so that it's still tamei? The answer is enough liquid to apply to a one-day-old infant. So far, the teaching is verbatim the same as Rabbi Shmuel. But then Rabbi Akiva continues, Vad kederas adakos, the above measure applies, when the original intact klicheras that was tamei, and before it broke, was up to the size of small pots. And when somebody in those times referred to small pots, it was understood that those held up to one lug. Rabbi Akiva says, Mia kederas adakos vad chavios ludios, if you go up to a larger klicheras dough, from the small pots to the Ludian barrels, which held up to a saw, if a klicheras of that size became tummy and then broke, Berevius, the shear is a quarter of a lug, meaning the broken piece has to be able to stand by itself and hold a quarter of a lug of liquid to retain kli status to still be tame. Mikiva continues, Miludios vad lachmios, you go up to a larger klicheras that's between the Ludian barrels and the Lechemian barrels, which held between one and two saw, v'chatzi lug, well then if that became tame, a broken piece of that would have to hold half a lug in order to be considered a gistera to still be tame. If you go up to an even larger klicheres, milachmias v'chatzavim gidolim, you have a klicheres that's between the size of Lechemian barrels and large casks, the largest type of klicheres used, which held up to five saw, belug. If such a klicheres became tame and then broke, the piece of that would have to, you know, standing by itself, be able to contain at least a full lug of liquid in order to retain its kli status and remain tame. So we see that the actual numbers are all the same. It's just a question of how one prefers to express it, whether just going straight to the numbers or whether by referring to utensils that were commonly used at the time. The mission now presents an opinion which does disagree with the previous two opinions. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Omer, he said, Chatzavim gidolim, regarding the last case that was just mentioned by Rabbi Akiva of the large casks, which held anywhere from 2 to 5 saw, if that was tamei and then broke, shiuran b'shnei lugin. Rabbi Zakkai says, the minimum measure is 2 lug. That is, the broken piece from that large cask would have to hold at least that amount in order to remain with the kli status to remain tamei, and not like Rabbi Akiva said that it has to merely be able to hold 1 lug. And Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai disagrees in another point. He says, as far as hapachim agalilim, Galilean flasks, chavionos, and little tiny earthenware barrels, so these are just the examples of the smallest category mentioned by Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, of the Dakan Shibakalicheris, the smallest earthenware vessels you could find. Rechman Zakkai says, Shir Karkasein Kol Shehein. There is no minimum measure. You don't have to hold a certain amount, you know, enough oil, let's say, to apply to a one-day-old infant, like the previous time said. Rather, if they hold any amount of liquid, they would be susceptible to tumah. And furthermore, Ve'ein Lahem Defanos. If one of these vessels broke, there would be no tumah whatsoever that we could apply to a piece of the wall. As Rechman Zakkai asserts that the walls of these vessels have no significant curvature, and therefore they're unable to hold any liquid. So they can't hold any liquid, then there's no way to say, oh, it's a gistera, it's a piece that's still useful, they could at least hold a little bit of liquid, you know, catch a leak, let's say. No, they would have no use, and therefore there'd be no tumah status whatsoever to them. The halacha is in accordance with Rabbi Akiva.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.